I guess. I mean, it's easy to say that now. But yeah, we got to take the players in the room have to take a little accountability for themselves too, for you know, show up ready to play. Like, preparation, work ethic. It's they've got to bring that, and I just mentally I didn't think we were all there in the first period, and that was what was unfortunate. Got to give a little credit to Calgary. They did what they had to do. They got the lead and shut it down, and played D and held on. Their goalie stood tall, but it's a little bit of a trend here. We fell behind 2-0 tonight. We've fallen behind. I think we were 2-0 down against Buffalo. We were down against the Islanders, Detroit. We're down against Montreal as well. So we're falling behind. We've come back, been fortunate enough to come back in a few of these, but it's hard to do it every single night. And so our starts have been a little tough. So tough one to swallow tonight.
So from a coaching standpoint, then you talk to them about it. Disappointing that it still happens.
Well, naturally, because our season's not near over, and we're playing at home, and it's the National Hockey League. So every team's good. Every team comes, is trying to win a hockey game, and one team's in the playoffs, one team's out of the playoffs. But that doesn't make it any different. Doesn't sit here and say, well, one team's better than the other team. You can't just throw your sticks in the middle of the ice and expect to win a hockey game. And we got behind and we started to press a little bit. To be honest, we had some pretty good chances to score. It's as I said, you got to tip your hat to their goaltender. He played pretty well. But you don't want to shorten a hockey game. You don't want to make it a 40-minute game down by two. He started the game, 60-minute game at 0-0, so you got to. That's when the game starts. It doesn't start at. It was a 7:30 start. It's not an 8:10 start. It was a 7:30 start. I think we started the game at 8:10.
They blocked 24 shots. Were they being just real good getting in lanes, or were you guys just not doing enough to get shots through?
Well. The mere fact that you asked that question would say to me that you probably noticed as well that, yes, did they get in some shot lanes? They did. Did we help them out quite a bit? We did. Either slow to get them off, heads down, not looking where we're going with them. And when you get the lead, and they play D. They wanted to keep pucks out of their net. And they did. And part of that is blocking shots. Part of the onus on the other team is you got to get shots by them. And I thought we had ample opportunity to do that. We just didn't do that. And you can sit here and say, well, it's look at our D or whoever it was at the point, not get them through. But even a lot of those shots, if they would have got through, we didn't really have much of a net presence anyway. So I'm not so sure it would have mattered.